Okay, last week we looked already on bad things
that come from alcohol.
But let me give some more. Go to Proverbs 23. Because we only read some of it last week.
And we didn't
get to finish it then. Yeah, that we shouldn't be looking upon the wine when it's red and it moved itself.
But
we didn't read the verses that came before that.
Yeah,
so let's read verses 29 till
33.
Who had woe, who had sorrow, who had contentions, who had babbling, who had wounds without cause, who had redness of eyes, they that tarry long at the wine, they that go to seek mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its color in the cup, when it moveth itself aright, and at the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like an adder. Thine eyes shall behold strange women, and thine heart shall utter perverse things.
زهرهای بی سبب از آن کیست و چشمان سرخ از آن که آنان راست که در دیر وقت دل از شراب بر نمی کنند و در پی چشیدن شرابهای برامیخته می روند به شراب آنگاه که سرخام است منگرد آنگاه که در پیاله می درخشد و به نرمی پایین می روند.
Yeah. Sounds like a really good list of virtues to pursue.
List جالبیه که بخوام دنبالش بریم.
Yeah, you want to have woe in your life.
میخوای وای داشته باشید.
Yeah, and this is a very strong word.
و کلمه وای کلمه خیلی جدیه.
It means very بad things happening to your life.
بلاهای زیادی تو سرتون بیاد.
Yeah, if you want to read the book of Revelation, you will have
اگه بخونین
woes, which are the last three of a range of seven judgments.
هفتای قضاوت ستاش وایه.
Are already really bad, and then the last three are even worse. They call it woes. Yeah, you want to voluntarily bring this into your life while you're
immersed?
Alcohol will do that for you. It says, we had sorrow.
کسی که ناراحته.
You want to have sorrow in your life?
میخوای ناراحتی داشته باشی؟
You think things are just too good in your life? There's too much gladness and joy in your life.
که میخوای ناله داشته باشی تو زندگی.
You want to do something about it? Make yourself misery?
اگر میخوای خودت وحشتناک بشی.
Now grab the bottle.
شراب و
بعد. And it'll put you on that path.
و برس به اونجا به اون مسیر بدبختی.
Yeah, look at the next one. Who had contentions? Now, what is often the direct result of people drinking alcohol? Yeah, besides all the other bad stuff.
Yeah,
strife, violence, fights.
خشونت.
While drunk, you might have been brawls and fighting with other people and hurting other people you love,
کسایی که حتی شاید دوستشون داشته
باشی. شاید هم
هیچ وقت دست یا صدا تو بلند نکنی روشون وقتی که مست نیستی.
Yeah, you might end up with wounds without cause.
زخمایی به وجود بیاد تو زندگیتون بدون دلیل بدون هیچ.
Yeah, you might have wounds yet you don't know where they came from.
ندونی از کجا اومده.
You were too drunk.
چون مست بودی.
You were blacked out.
قش کرده بودی.
You had gone into a fight, ending up hurting others, ending up being hurt.
به دعوایی رسیدی که آخر سر به نابودی رسیدی.
It's sure fun to drink alcohol. It's sure fun to go to bars.
الکل بخوریم. آه و حاله که بریم خوش.
It really elevates your life.
زندگی ما بالا میبره. حال میده.
And bring the next level of God's blessing into your life, don't you think?
برکت زندگی دیگه ای تو زندگیت میاره نه؟
And then you have some pastors that are arguing that alcohol is a blessing from God. That is deceptive. Yeah, that is putting, knowingly putting them on a part that will hurt them. That will lead to destruction.
Yeah.
How does every drink start?
هر مستی چجوری شروع میشه؟
With the first glass.
اوی اولین لیوان.
Yeah, every episode of drunkenness started with
مستی.
The first glass.
با اولین لیوان شروع شده.
Yeah, if you read this list,
اگر این لیست رو بخونی,
how on earth can you speak positively about alcohol?
چجوری میتونی در مورد الکل درست صحبت کنی؟
Oh, but the Bible says that
میگه,
wine makes glad the heart of man.
شراب yeah,
go to Psalm 104. Let's read that. Psalm 104 verse 15.
مزمور 104 آیه 15.
Where it says, and wine that maketh glad the heart of man, and oil to make his face to shine, and bread which strengthened man's heart.
760 4 what?
Psalm 104, verse 15.
E 15, 762.
شراب را تا دل آدمی را شاد گرداند و روغن را تا روی وی را شاداب سازد و نان را تا جان او را نیرو بخشد.
You see, drinking alcohol makes people happy. Yeah, just don't get drunk. But drinking alcohol makes people happy. That's what it says. Yeah, because in their view, yeah, being happy, being glad, goes together with drinking alcohol. Yeah, which is bizarre.
Yeah,
what it really reveals yeah, is their heart. It reveals that they are seeking their happiness
in
booze. Oh, how does ordinary juice make people happy?
Now,
normal, common people will be glad when they get juice. Yeah, for many of us, it would be a luxury item to drink juice. And you would be excited to have a nice glass of juice.
And
of course, we live in an age where these things have become more affordable because of machines, automation.
It takes
a lot of fruit and effort to make a glass of juice.
It's a lot of waste. Yeah.
It makes me glad when I can drink a glass of juice. I like
juice.
But go to Zechariah, let the Bible speak for itself.
Zechariah 9, verse 17. Zechariah 9, verse
17. For how great is his goodness, and how great is his beauty, corn shall make the young man cheerful, and new wine the maids.
What chapter are now?
Chapter 9,
no.
Verse 17.
Oh, you have that.
گندم مردان جوان را شکوفا خواهد ساخت و شراب تازه دوشیزگان را.
Now, look at this comparison.
Yeah,
you have the dudes.
آقایون,
they are cheerful. They are glad when they have corn. Yeah, to get high on that. Yeah. And then you have the mates. They are cheerful because they have the new wine. So the mates need booze to be glad. And the dudes chew on a corn cob or something like that.
Now,
does that reasoning make sense?
آیا به نظرتون منطقی میاد?
No, it's corn and grape juice.
It's
just talking about enjoying the produce of the land.
در حقیقت مردا از اون زمینشون که بار میده شاد میشن، اون خانوما از اون آب میوه‌ای که میگیرن شاد میشن.
Yeah, go to Psalm 4 verse 7.
امثال فصل 4 آیه 7.
Thou hast put gladness in my heart.
فصل 4 آیه 7.
More than in the time that our corn and their wine increased. Thou hast put gladness in my heart, more than in the time that our corn and their wine increased.
تو شادمانی در دل من نهاده بیش از هنگامی که غله و شراب تازه ایشان فراوان گشت.
Yeah, so here it talks about God being the source of our gladness.
خداوند منبع شادمانی ماست.
Yeah, this is even more than corn and wine.
Yeah,
these two are used together again.
And
this is not about comparing the gladness with a bottle of booze. We haven't got with a bottle of booze, no. It's that gladness that we have when we have corn, we have grape juice, and we're enjoying what God has given us.
Yeah.
Let's get back for a moment to what I mentioned before. I said you end up in fights. You end up with wounds that you don't even know where they came from. Now, why was it? Because you're passed out. Because you are blacked out.
Now,
this is even a bigger warning for women, but also for men. Young men, yeah, you can be taken advantage of
while you are drunk.
Yeah. And that's another effect of alcohol.
یه قسمت دیگه الکل که مهمه
اینه. You might end up being abused or raped.
یا شاید ازتون سوء استفاده بشه.
And this alone should make you stay miles away from any of it.
همین باید باعث بشه که شما از الکل دوری کنید.
Genesis 9. Where you have the very first mention of the word wine in the Bible.
اولین استفاده از کلمه شراب هست.
And see how that went.
ببینیم چه اتفاقی افتاد.
That's a story of Noah.
داستان نوح.
Genesis 9, verse 21 till
25.
And he drank of the wine and was drunken, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it upon both their shoulders, went backward and covered the nakedness of their father, and their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren.
آن را بر شانه های خیش افکندند و پس پس رفته به رهنگی پدر خود را پوشانیدند. ایشان روی به جانب دیگر داشتند و به رهنگی پدر را ندیدند. چون روح از مستی خود به هوش آمد و دریافت که پسر کوچکتر واقعی چه کرده است، گفت لعنت بر کنعان، برادران خود را بنده بندگان باشد.
So the first mention of somebody drinking wine and then being drunk, and it ends up him being laying naked in his tent. Yeah, he is passed out. Now his son Ham sees it, calls the other brothers, and they cover their father without looking. And of course, this is an embarrassing thing.
You get drunk and
you end up laying somewhere naked,
passed
out. But I think there's more to this story because Noah ends up putting a curse.
That seems that
seems a bit extreme for just him telling his brothers. Yeah? Now, notice what it says in 24. And Noah awoke from his wine. Yeah, he's not passed out anymore now. And knew what his younger son had done unto him. Yeah, there was something that had been that Ham had done to Noah.
Yeah,
it was more than him just telling his brothers, like, "Hey, dad is laying naked in the tent."
بیشتر از اون بوده که فقط بگه که بابا بر برادرش اعلام کنه که بگه که بابا لخت شده.
Now, whatever it was, it's certainly not a good first mention of wine.
اولین قسمت داستان شراب خونه.
Here is what I believe what happened.
من ایمان دارم اتفاقی که
I believe Ham was a sodomite.
Ham
a reprobate.
سدومی و ضد خدا بوده.
Now you might say I'm not sure about that.
شاید بگی مطمئن
نباشم. Now let me give you another verse from the Bible that is very similar to that. Go to Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 15. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink, that puttest thy bottle to him and makest him drunken also, that thou mayest look on their nakedness.
Chapter 2, verse 15.
Yeah. So, is there any female being mentioned here? Answer no. Yeah. There is a him that giveth his neighbor to drink.
Yeah, to make him drunken also.
Yeah, he tries to make him drink. For what reason? So he can look on their nakedness. Yeah, this is a nice way of saying so he can abuse him. You get drunk, you can become the victim of a sodomite.
Oh, it's
so much fun drinking in the bar. And then you woke up and you know, vomit. And you discover that you've been abused by a sodomite or that you've been raped. because she didn't know what was going on. Something you would never want to happen to you. But being drunk made you vulnerable.
Yeah,
when you passed out.
وقتی قش کردی دیگه کنترل نداشتی.
Or even worse.
یا بدتر.
When you blacked out.
یا وقتی کاملا.
Now because there's a difference between passing out and blacking out.
قش کردن و کاملا بیهوش شدن فرق میکنه.
When you black out.
وقتی قش میکنی.
You're still doing things. You just can't remember anymore. You have no recollection of what you have done. Yeah, many drunk people have gone to jail for crimes they cannot even remember themselves. Things they would have never done if they would have been sober. Yeah, what the Bible tells you to be. Yet now they're rotting away in prison because of one night of so-called fun.
Now,
let's go to Genesis chapter 19. And this is the story that of Lot.
داستان لوطه.
Just after God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah.
بعد از اینکه خداوند سدوم و گمورا رو نابود کرد.
It's the third mention of wine in the Bible, by the way.
سومین باریه که خداوند از شراب استفاده میکنه.
Lot and his two daughters are the only survivors out of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
لوط و دخترش تنها کسایی هستند که در سدوم و گمورا
نجات پیدا میکنند. And these daughters, they think they are the only survivors on earth. Like everything is destroyed.
توی زمین تنها کسی که مونده همه اینان و همه زمین نابود شده نه فقط شهر سدوم و گمورا.
Of course, that's not true, but that they come up with this plan.
یه برنامه میذارن.
This wicked plan.
یه برنامه
to get pregnant from their father. Yeah, it's not hard to guess where they got those ideas from. Because they're living in Sodom. Yeah, among the Sodomites. Now, they know their father wouldn't go along with this idea. So, what did they do? Now, start reading in Genesis 19. And read verses 32 till 35. Come, let us make our father drink wine. And we will lie with him, that we may preserve seed for our father. And they made their father drink wine that night, and the first one went in, and lay with her father, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose. And it came to pass on the morrow, that the first one said unto the younger, Behold, I lay yesterday night with my father, let us make him drink wine this night also, and go thou in, and lie with him, that we may preserve seed of our father. And they made their father drink wine that night also, and the younger arose and lay with him, and he perceived not when she lay down, nor when she arose.
روز دیگر دختر بزرگ و کوچک گفت دیشب من با پدرم همخواب شد بیا تا امشب نیز او را شراب بنوشانیم و تو با وی همخواب شو تا نسلی از پدرمان نگاه داریم پس آن شب نیز پدر خود را شراب نوشانیدند و دختر کوچک رفته با وی همخواب شد و لوط از خوابیدن و برخاستن او نیز آگاه نشد.
This is a very gnarly story.
Yeah,
so what did they do?
They
made their father Lot drink wine. Till he was drunk, so drunk that he blacked out. That he did not know what he was doing. Yeah, what was the result? He committed this wicked sin with his daughters. Yet in the morning, he didn't know what had happened. Yeah, that's a scary state to be in. He did things that he normally wouldn't do. And he did not know they had done
that.
All because of alcohol. Yeah, Lot was a drunk. Because Lot was used to drinking wine. That's why his daughters could get him drunk to the point that they could carry out this wicked plan. Yeah, which resulted, by the way, in two very wicked nations.
The Moabites and Ammonites, به وجود آورد موبات و انیمیا.
Yeah, so we looked at the wine.
به شراب نگاه کردیم.
And looked at the first mentions.
اولین لیستی که نام برده شد.
Which were some really gnarly stories.
داستان‌های خیلی بدی بود.
Do you still think that drinking wine is an actually a good idea? Drinking alcohol is a good idea?
آیا فکر می‌کنین الکل خوردن و مشروب خوردن هنوز نظر خوبیه؟
God doesn't mind.
آیا فکر می‌کنین خدا براش مهمه؟
Oh, go ahead, have some fun.
یه ذره خوش بگذرونیم. بریم بیرون.
Just try to stop before you black out.
قبل از اینکه بیهوش و بی‌فکر بشید.
Because bad things can happen to you.
اتفاقای بد براتون نیفته، قد دست بکشید.
Yeah, just don't go over the line that you think you
where
you can handle it.
از اون خط نگذرین تا اونجایی که نمیتونید کنترل کنین نگذرین ازش. همون جا وایسین دیگه.
Yeah, you think anybody will get abused?
آیا فکر میکنی
or raped? Start the day thinking.
سوء استفاده بشه.
This is what I want to happen to me today.
بشه براش و این اتفاق بیفته.
No. They never expected to end up
there.
Yet they placed themselves in a position
by
starting with one glass.
And
I actually know if you are in bars, people can actually add things to your drinks. That will greatly speed up this process of getting there. Just the next morning.
Yeah.
What did it say? It is not for kings, O Lemuel, it's not for kings to drink wine, not for princes to strong drink. It's not for you. You're better than that. It's for those who are perishing. It's not for you. You should not be one of those losers who drink away their misery.
Yeah,
don't look up in the wine when they give this color. It brings destruction. It brings sorrow to your life. It causes you to forget the law of God. It causes you to go into sin. Fornication.
Adultery,
your good judgment is affected.
It
destroys your life.
زندگیتو نابود میکنه.
It can lead to a place where you harm yourself and others.
برسونی که خودت و دیگران رو آسیب برسونی.
Yeah, it can put you in a position.
توی مکانی بذاره.
Where you are misused, abused, raped.
به تو تجاوز بشه.
Yeah, no good things come from alcohol.
هیچ چیز خوبی از الکل شکل نمیگیره. پس احمق نباشی. اون احمق که گول میخوره.
Now, should a Christian ever drink alcohol?
No,
a Christian should not touch
alcohol.
For obvious reasons, when you study the Bible on this topic. Yeah? But there's a difference between drinking alcohol and being drunk. And again, I'm not condoning drinking in moderation.
But
I want to point it out because the sin of drunkenness is specifically mentioned as a sin for which you will be thrown out of a church. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 5, there are some specific sins that are like leaven that if you are into those sins, you are removed from fellowship. You're not welcome. Now, the question is, when do you reach that point? Of course, don't even start. Don't even take that first glass. But the Bible doesn't give you an exact point of where it's called drunkenness.
So,
we have to put in some guidelines ourselves.
Yeah,
when we think somebody is a drunk.
So,
I want to give you some signs.
So you can see
if you are a drunk. Now, if you have people in your life that come to you and say they are concerned with your drinking habits, you are a drunk. Yeah? If people have mustered up the courage to come to you and talk about it with you,
yeah,
it means you have an issue. Yeah? If you mix alcohol with drugs to get a stronger effect, yeah, you are a drunk. Yeah, you're seeking mixed wine. And that holds also with prescription drugs. If you combine prescription drugs with alcohol,
you
get an extra kick, you are a drunk. If you drink in the morning,
اگه صبح اول وقت که پامیشی داری مشروب میخوری
you are a drunk.
تو مستی.
Isaiah 5:11.
اشعیا 5:11.
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink, that continue until night, till wine inflame them. Isaiah 5:11.
صفحه 878. وای بر آنانی که سحرگاهان برمیخیزند تا در پی مسکرات روند و شب تا دیرگاه بیدار میمانند تا شراب ایشان را گرم کند.
Yeah, if you drink in the morning, you're drunk.
صبح پا میشی سحرگاه و داری مشروب میخوری؟
If you're drinking, it's affecting your life.
You're
drunk. Yeah, if your work is affected, if your relationship with your family is affected,
if the relationship with your friends is affected,
you are a drunk. If you drive with alcohol, you are a drunk. Yeah, because it shows that you have a complete lack of self-control in this area. Yeah, these are some signs that you can look at. Like, hey, I have a serious problem.
Yeah,
of course, don't touch alcohol at all. Yeah, but people who do.
اما کسایی که لمس میکنید.
This is it will tell you how far you're at.
بهت نشون میده که کی به گناه مستی.
This is for you to help and identify the problem.
اون موقع است که بفهمی مشکل داری، فقط یه چیز کوچیک نیست.
Yeah, and that you actually qualify to be thrown out of a church.
و اون موقع کلیسا اجازه داره حتی.
Let's read it for a moment. 1 Corinthians 5.
اول قرنتیان فصل 5.
1 Corinthians 5 verses 11 till 13.
آیه 11 تا 13.
But now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or an extortioner, which such a one know not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are without? Do not ye judge them that are within. But them that are without, God judgeth. Therefore put away from among yourselves that wicked person.
اما الان به شما می نویسم که اگر کسی که برادر خوانده می شود زناکار یا طماع یا بت‌پرست یا فحاش یا میگسار یا ستمگر باشد با چنین شخص معاشرت نکنید بلکه قضا هم نخورید زیرا مرا چه کار است که بر آنانی که خارجند داوری کنم آیا شما بر اهل داخل داوری نمی کنید اما آنانی را که خارجند خدا داوری خواهد کرد پس آن شریر را از میان خود برانید.
Yep. See what it says in verse 13. Therefore put away from among you that wicked person. Yeah, this is the category of sins, of wickedness, that drunkenness is in. Yeah, it's not, oh poor you. No, it is serious. It's a wicked sin. And if you have this problem today,
yeah,
come to me. I want to help you. Yeah, what is not an option, yeah, is being part of this church and be a drunk. Yeah, how you live your life at home and what you do, that's up to you. Yeah. I'm not the religious police. I'm just telling you what the truth is, what God says.
Yeah.
What can come from alcohol, how it can destroy your life.
Yeah,
and I want to help you if you have this issue. Yeah, and if you have this issue and you've been thrown out of the church, yeah, you're not going to come back as a moderate drinker.
نمیای که برگردی بگی یه ذره الکل میخورم.
Now you're gonna come back as somebody who has completely
زمانی میتونی برگردی که هیچ
done away with alcohol in their lives.
وقتی مست هستی.
Yeah, you come back drinking tea.
اون موقع است که میایم با هم چای میخوریم.
Yeah, you are kings and priests. You're not a loser. You're better than that as God's people.
شما بزرگتر از خداوند هستیم. بزرگتر از قوم خداوند هستیم.
Yeah, it is not for kings or lemonade.
مال پادشاهان و شاهان نیست.
It is not for kings to drink wine.
مال شاهزادگان نیست که مست کنند.
Nor for princes strong drink.
مشروبات الکلی زیاد.
Amen.
آمین.
Let's pray.
بیام دعا کنیم.
Lord, you know where each one of us is at. Lord, you have given us warning in your words. And Lord, I pray that whoever, Lord, is struggling with this, Lord, they take this word to their heart.
Lord,
that they know that there is forgiveness.
That there is
life with you, serving you after this.
Lord,
but if somebody is struggling, just help them to listen to your word, to stop drinking alcohol and get right with you. Lord, I pray for our young people specifically that you protect them, that you prompt the the scriptures of your word when they are tempted. And
that will
help them, Lord, to stay away from
this.
So no destruction will come to their lives.
We
pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.